when you're out there networking with these different groups, I mean, just over time, naturally, you kind of have conversations. My experience is that a lot of family offices maybe have a portion of their portfolio in real estate and they're invested in a bunch of other things. What are you seeing? Do you ever come across some family offices that are completely out of real estate and others that are completely 100% in real estate? What do you think the average is, or if there even is such a thing?
It's a great topic that you bring up because there's so many different shapes and sizes when it comes to family offices or just, you know, ultra high net worth families in general. You know, you have embedded family offices as well within operating companies. Yeah, it's interesting because there are some families that's all they're involved in is, I mean, real estate is like 100% of their focus. They may have a little bit of for wealth management or some, of course, or from some estate purposes, they may have a little bit set aside somewhere else, but primarily, you know, their investment dollars are in real estate. And certainly there are, you know, most traditional heavy real estate families, I would say that is more likely the case. Others that are non-real estate families, I mean, they may have zero in real estate because they just don't understand it, or they're intimidated by it or whatever, because it's, you know, it's a illiquid, can be a scary asset for folks if they don't have any domain expertise in it. And then there's, you know, there's others that, you know, maybe they have like 25% of their portfolios in real estate.